Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Amy and Kat Chat. We don't have a name yet. Just bear with us. But we got some emails after we announced that Kat was going to be joining me regularly for the Tuesday episodes here on Four Things Podcast. And yeah, if you've missed like the last couple of weeks, this is still the fifth thing, but Kat is now my partner in crime for the fifth thing. So we were thinking of renaming it.
We could just call it the fifth thing with Amy and Kat.
Okay. Well, yeah, we could do that.
Because I think the fifth thing is cute.
I feel like if I abandon the fifth thing, it feels weird, to be honest.
And somebody did message me and says, I really don't understand why you have to change the name.
Oh, okay. Well, just for fun. We always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote, though. And today I pulled this from You Need Therapy Podcast's Instagram, which is Kat's podcast that she does. And I saw that you posted something earlier in September that said, you can't always control what happens, but you can control how you respond to what happens. And I feel like that's just an important thing to remember is things are spiraling all around us at any given time, whether at work, personally, in the world. And you may not be able to control some of that, but you can control how you respond to what's happening. And I feel that that quote kind of leads into the email that we got about angel taps. I'm going to tie these together, I promise. But it's kind of fun because Kat is the licensed therapist. She's the professional here. And she's like, Amy, I don't know what angel taps are. What are you talking about?
Idea.
And I said, well, my therapist calls them angel taps. I don't know why, but it's like something that she has me do when we're in the middle of a session and maybe I'm spiraling a little bit and she, or I've got some anxiety or she can tell that I'm overwhelmed and she wants to bring me back. And so she has me sit there and think of something calming. Am I at the ocean? Am I walking through the forest? Am I don't know. Like, I'm just supposed to take myself somewhere calm.
Yeah.
And then I breathe and then I cross my arms and put my right hand on my left shoulder and my left hand on my right shoulder. And then I alternate taps like boom, boom.
I wonder if it's called angel taps because it looks like little angel wings.
Oh, maybe because these look like little wings.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That makes sense.
Now, I know this is a podcast. You don't have a visual, but hopefully if you can do that with your arms right now, maybe you'll see what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just crisscross, like make an X and then start tapping your shoulders. And as you are envisioning yourself at the ocean or whatever,
or
walking through the forest and you are tapping your shoulder, you're like breathing, tapping, calming. Something about that brings you back. Uh-huh.
So Amy's right. I was like, I have no idea what this is. You're going to have to take the reins here. But what you're talking about is something called resourcing.
Okay. Well, there you go. Resourcing.
And then through that, you're creating a coping skill.
Okay.
Well, we can that is. Yeah.
Talk more about it. I want to read the email that we got from Katie in California, though. She said, hey, Amy, I've been listening to old episodes of The Bobby Bone Show after listening daily. And I know I heard you mention angel tapping to Bobby. Just can't remember if you said it recently or in 2017. I mean, man, she is listening to some old Bobby Bone Show podcasts. That's for sure. She's like, can you go over this in a fifth thing episode? Love you and your podcast. Also want to shout out that I made my first order with the shop for and love having the shop pay option on there. So Katie, thanks for the email on angel taps. I now, after reading the email, I remember she heard it on the Bobby Bone Show. I thought you and I talked about it on here. Did we? Maybe?
And we didn't talk
about
angel tapping.
But is it just because I sent you this email?
In life.
Yeah. Okay. I can't, you know, like when you talk to friends, like I go on Kat's podcast, we go on walks and have talks and then we record
when did we
for
say
this.
That?
Just like she doesn't remember where I heard it. Then, okay, so here we are, and we're going to talk about the angel taps. And really, I mean, Kat and I broke it down before I read the email for you, Katie, so hopefully that makes sense. But if anybody else is maybe wanting to go a little bit deeper with it, I do know that my therapist has me do the shoulders, but I've seen other people do it where you tap your kneecaps, like right, left, right, left, right, left. And so, Kat, you just mentioned resourcing.
So you're resourcing like the forest idea or the ocean. What you're doing there is creating something that I would call like you're creating your safe place. You go somewhere that feels good. So that is something that anybody can do anywhere. But what this is reminding me of, I don't know a lot about the tapping. I do know that they did it in Jane the Virgin. Her therapist taught her to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that means it's a good skill.
Clearly.
But, clearly.
But, Telemundo TV is telling you that.
I loved that show. Mm-hmm. I wish it didn't end.
I started watching it at the beginning of the pandemic back in early 2020. And I was watching it all the time because we were stuck at home. And I remember being so thrown off because they were hanging out in crowds. And I was like, oh, they're not wearing masks. But it was filmed.
This is old.
Like forever really ago. So of course they weren't wearing masks, but it was just weird because we were so isolated. Yeah. This was when we were on lockdown, like not leaving houses. And I just was blown away that people were hanging out on Jane the Virgin, but that was just a weird time.
Like mentally. In 2015.
Right. I know, but it was weird
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
It's something I remember. I will always associate Jane the Virgin and Tiger King with those early pandemic
They're making a
months
Tiger King
for me
too.
I know. I'm not interested.
I'm
though.
Not interested.
I don't care.
Anyway. So, what I was going to say is the tapping is resembles and mimics something that is used in EMDR.
Yes.
Like it's the mm-hmm. bilateral stimulation. So EMDR is a type of trauma therapy, and they combine bilateral stimulation with reprocessing of old experiences and memories and beliefs. And the bilateral stimulation actually does specific things that are useful outside of EMDR. So I'm saying this, but I don't know much about tapping, but just from what you've said, it makes sense. What it does is it helps you create distance between whatever it is that is popping up, whether it's stress, anxiety, maybe it's an actual event or an actual thing. It creates a distance from that. At the same time, it slows you down and it allows an easier ability for you to like switch and change the story or whatever it is that's going on in your head. So it's helpful for more than just your reprocessing your trauma. You're doing that stuff way more than you think. Like going for a walk is a form of bilateral stimulation. Running, riding bikes to the beat of music is bilateral stimulation. And all of that helps you reprocess and cope better with the stuff in your life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so that is like expanding on the mm-hmm. angel taps and maybe why they make sense. And again, clearly angel taps is not the textbook name for what we're talking about here. But something else my therapist actually just did with me this week to kind of bring me back, because I was all over the place and I couldn't quite get to where she wanted me. And I could tell that she thought she was losing me. She's like, I'm not getting anywhere with you today, because I was bouncing all over the place. She goes, so I want you to take a second and close your eyes and start breathing. And then we're going to do the 4-7-8, which I've been doing 4-7-8 breathing for a long time. We do that with the kids. I've read it in parenting books, like for adults. So you breathe in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8. But I don't always close my eyes when I do that. And I don't always, envision like somewhere peaceful and calm. And what she had me do with my exhale was almost like make my mouth really tiny, like you would be using a straw, but you're blowing out. Mm-hmm. So instead of like sucking in with a straw, but I was like in for 4. You could count for four. Well, I'll do this. If you're wherever you are, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but you could still breathe.
Wait, am I counting and you're
count
doing it?
You count and I'll do it.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it with people. So everybody join us.
Ready?
Ready? In for 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Out. Or you
no, hold.
Oh,
hold for 7.
We just start over.
Kat's the professional here. But she, you go in for 4, hold for seven,
out for eight.
Okay. Okay, so we're trying this again, people. Okay.
In for four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And so she had me do that 5 times. So repeat that 5 times. We won't do it here on the podcast with you.
Pause and repeat.
But I mean, that really, it brought me back and it was so
What
helpful.
Felt different about that than normal breathing?
Well, what do you mean normal breathing?
Like normal 4-7-8 breathing.
Well, it was normal 4-7-8. I just hadn't had, I don't know why she had me do, I don't know why my therapist calls it angel taps. I don't know why she had me do it like I was breathing out of a straw. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was something to that, but I thought, well, I've shared 4-7-8 before on the podcast a lot, but I thought I would share this new method and actually act it out for people so that they can hear what it should sound like. Because there might be something to the, I don't know. Just like there's something to the taps. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but do you know when you do that why it's important to breathe in shorter than you breathe out?
No.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at me like,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
So this is regulating your nervous system. And so you have two parts of your nervous system. I feel like we've probably talked about this before. You have your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous system. And one's your inhale, one's your exhale. The inhale is like your gas, your sympathetic nervous system. The exhale is your parasympathetic nervous system. That's the brake. And so when we get really anxious and we get all wrapped up in whatever it is, our stuff is, we are usually doing a lot of really shallow breathing. And so we're creating that anxiety. We're making it worse. And this is why they do this in yoga, why they have those like really long breaths in yoga. You're slowing down your nervous system. You're tapping on the brake longer than you're like slamming on the gas.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that insider info.
Well, since I didn't know a lot about the tapping, I felt like I needed some redemption.
You contributed you proved you're a licensed therapist. Okay. Good job. You went to school.
I did go to school.
What are your letters? Like, do you have letters?
My letters are LPC, MHSP, but depending on what state you're in, that might not mean anything because different states have different letters, even though we have the same license.
Gotcha.
Like in some states, a therapist, like a licensed therapist, can't diagnose clients. In Tennessee, we can. So I can diagnose people with mental health disorders, but like there are some states that you can't do that. You have to be like a psychologist or
diagnose me.
Well, no, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Katie, for sending in the email. We love hearing from y'all. You can send in notes for The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. Boom.
That's a great
name. Four things with Amy Brown at gmail.com is where you can send the note, put Fifth Thing in the subject box. So that way we know that's what it's for. And Katie had mentioned in her email that she used the Shop Pay option on the Shop Forward. And that's not always something I think that's going to be available. I know Mary was just trying that out as like a trial run. So if that is something you're interested in, it's like a way for you to pay in installments, but there's no interest. Like it comes up when you check out, there's a little purple box that says Shop Pay. You do that and then it'll automatically do different installments for you, but you don't end up paying more, which with the credit card, if you end up doing payments, you pay interest, but this is a way to do that. But Mary was just trying it out. And honestly, I don't know that it's something that she for sure is going to keep, but we did get a lot of feedback that a lot of you like it. So maybe she will. And I will just say too, that a lot of people are saying to start your Christmas shopping early. Because COVID and shipping and have you seen like the ports in California or the boats in the oceans of like containers trying to come in?
No.
They can't. It's like totally backed up and crazy and stuff is stuck on there. So even Target was saying they can't get their toys and you better buy what they have now because they don't know when they're going to be able to restock and they anticipate like selling out for Christmas or prices increasing down the line. I mean, we see price increases all the time on a lot of the stuff that we're doing. And so unfortunately that affects everybody. So just heads up. Not even if you're shopping with Espoir or the Shop Forward or anything. Like, well, even
you
if
just
you're shopping
gave
at Target
anxiety.
Or wherever else.
So it's a good thing that they now have the angel tapping and breathing skill to use.
Okay, yeah. I know it's only
while they're doing the Christmas shopping.
I know it feels like you're not ready for Christmas, but we get Christmas movies at the end of October. We get all kinds of things. Like, Christmas is here. So, yeah, there's your tip. Don't let it give you stress. But if you are stressed, then 478 it out. 478 it, tap it out. You'll be good to go. Bye.
Bye.